The legislature today approved all but one of the people appointed by the governor to serve on state boards and commissions. Members also had no opposition to the choice of Michael Garrity to be the state's next attorney general. The joint session of the House and Senate refused Lynn Keough as a member of the Board of Game, operator of a guide service on the Kenai Peninsula and Kachemak Bay. Keough was appointed last summer. Opposition arose when it was disclosed he had an old violation on his record. He had been cited for using a 50-horsepower motor on his boat in an area where the size limit was 35 horsepower. Keough had said he didn't know the motor was oversized. But Kenai Republican Tom Wagner said anyone guiding professionally should have known better.
I happen to own a 35 horse with a riverboat, and I know what would happen to that riverboat if I put a 50 horse on it. And I know the speed I would pick up and the additional load I would carry. He broke the law, and the sad thing is he is not the only guide on the Kenai River that broke the law. A lot of the guides broke the law, but he was caught, and when he told us he didn't know, I can't believe that fact. That's why my vote will be against him. He wasn't honest with the committee.
Republican Alan Dick defended Keough, saying the opposition was really about Keough's stand on predator control.
I believe I rise to speak in behalf of those subsistence users that need the state to manage according to sustain yield principle. I rise in representing sportsmen and those of all those who have dealt with this issue in the past. And we really like to put it to rest and have and respect the governor's appointment.
Challenges were raised to the governor's appointment of two members of the Fish Board and one regent, but those appointments were confirmed.